on the Michigan Talk Network. Murder.
And the judge's gavel fell. Jury found him guilty. Even 16 years in hell.
Ooh. Welcome back to it on a Friday. You realize college football is not too far away. Thankfully, the greatest game ever invented just not that far away now, which will be a good distraction during the political season. You're going to get pounded with political ads. Make no mistake. With five, is it five? I think it's five ballot initiatives to be thrown around, legalizing marijuana, you know, family leave, all those things will be on the ballot. Voters, not politicians, put together by a bunch of, well, politicians. All of that's on the way, and college football's on the way. The National Football League picked up its preseason efforts last night, right where it left off before. That's with players kneeling and controversy, and trust me, the National Football League can't take much more of this. It will be over. It will be over if they don't get it together and sometime soon. But NFL players continue to protest last night as the league began its first full week of the 2018 preseason. Some players holding their fists in the air, others deciding to kneel. Despite the controversy surrounding their acts, they're damaging the brand. They're destroying the brand. Many people, myself included, have already basically turned their back on the NFL. And if the NFL doesn't get it under control, there won't be much left. The most powerful sports league, financially speaking, in America and in the world, is destroying itself over self-centered identity politics. It's abject foolishness. I mean, seriously, would you allow an employee to continue to damage your business because they have some political right to free speech or some nonsense? Because every time somebody turns on the television and they see people like the wide receivers Kenny Stills and Albert Wilson of the Miami Dolphins kneeling during the Star-Spangled Banner ahead of the game, people say, that's it, I'm gone. Meanwhile, people like Robert Quinn, a defensive end for the Dolphins, raised his fist in defiance. Philadelphia Eagles' Malcolm Jenkins, who plays safety, and Devontae Bosby, a cornerback, also raised their fist prior to a game against the Steelers. That according to the Philadelphia Inquirer. So this continues. This fight in front of America continues, and we already know the vast majority of Americans, certainly the core audience of the National Football League, support the national anthem and find it repugnant that these players would kneel or raise their fists or turn this into a political statement after all we've been through over this. They just don't get it. How do they not get it? And how do teams like the Dolphins or the Eagles allow this to continue? You're destroying your own brand. People will not support that. People will not watch television. People will not buy the jerseys and the swag and the nonsense. They won't do it. Why would they? If they feel they're being insulted, if they feel they are being insulted while trying to watch entertainment, I mean, listen to this. We have politics every place we go these days. Hard to get away from. Everything's political. Everybody wants to talk about politics and argue about politics. I don't. I don't really talk much about politics when I'm not here unless I'm asked, at which point I'll tell you what I think, because you're entitled to my opinion. Go ahead and ask anybody. The truth is, a lot of folks don't want to hear about politics. They want an escape, and the National Football League was an escape for them, and yet here we are, back at the same place, players kneeling, players raising fists, players say, allegedly talking about Black Lives Matter, which doesn't have much to do with this anymore. This is a movement upon and of itself. Whatever they claim they are defending or whatever injustice they claim they are addressing, nonsense, I say. They're doing it for their own, well, they're doing it for their own, gratitude. They're doing it for their own reasons, whatever those are. They think they're smarter than you are and better than you are, and they can somehow identify this social injustice they claim that they're looking at. The truth of the matter is, it's just not so. It is just not so. But we'll keep an eye on the National Football League to see where it goes. Because right now it's going down the wrong road, a road that will take it to oblivion if it continues. If these owners don't get these players, which are employees, to follow the rules and show respect, not just to the flag, but in the case of the owners, maybe more importantly for them, show respect to the fans, which are the consumers of your product. If you can't, if you're going to insult the consumers of your product and snub your nose at them and tell them, we don't care what you think, we're going to talk about social justice warriors or whatever it is, you're going to lose more and more and more fans because people are just become sick and tired of it. We already have to endure enough commercials when you watch that stuff. But anyhow, college football, the greatest game ever invented, kicks off here, what, at the end of August? I mean, we're close now. We're only a couple of weeks away, believe it or not, from the college football season, thankfully. We'll see what happens. Obviously, a lot of turmoil in Ohio State University, the Ohio State University with Urban Meyer and his problems, suspended now. Jim Harbaugh has problems in Ann Arbor, having not won enough football games to justify the kind of money and hype that he got coming in the door. This is a put-up-or-shut-up year for Jim Harbaugh. In East Lansing, though, it looks like the team will keep rolling along. Coach D'Antonio doing, well, what he always does, putting together solid teams with an expectation and ability to win any game they're in. So, you know, I'll have Tim Stout in here next week to talk more about college football and everything that's happening and maybe what's going on with the pros. It's 25 after. Drop me a line at stevegruber.com. Tell me what you think about anything we're talking about on a free-for-all Friday. Stevegruber.com. Drop me a note. We'll be right back.